The start of the new school year has brought unpleasant and unwelcome surprises for the parents of Michigan children with special needs. That's because the federal sequester cuts hit special ed, in the words of my next guest, like a ton of bricks. A new round of special ed cuts were forced by the 5% reduction in federal funding of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. And now parents and special ed students are seeing what that really means. And with some 6.5 million disabled children from ages 3 to 21 getting services funded by IDEA, this is really something being felt across the country. Joining me is the co-chair of the Michigan Alliance for Special Education. As the mother of a son with special needs, she has been a state and a national advocate for disabled children. And Marcy Lipsett is kind enough to join us in the studio. Nice to meet you. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to meet you as well.
So what changes are you seeing or in Michigan schools, or are you even more importantly hearing from parents in terms of special ed services now that the sequester is being felt?
I'm seeing them live. I began meetings for children this summer, and with sequester taking effect March 1st and the cuts July 1st, I started seeing them in August. So one of my very first meetings was for a child who was supposed to receive a special education, social studies and science class. And the next thing the mother knew, early August, these classes were no longer available because of cuts to the budget. And the plan was to put the student into general education classes, which for him just would not work.
So you are probably getting a lot of anguish phone calls.
I am getting no less than 6 to 10 calls a day from families. And typically, prior to sequestration, would receive 1 to 2 a day. So many more.
And as you were explaining to me, Michigan's situation is more painful than other states because of what happened before sequestration.
Yeah, Michigan is unique in several ways. I say that it began with the Headley Amendment, and the Headley Amendment, for people that don't know, is the amendment that requires that any state rules, which special education has state rules, are funded by the state. And that has been a contentious battle between the Michigan legislature and school districts since that amendment went into effect. And a lot of lawyers make a lot of money, but
so many decades
Yeah. It is wreaking havoc today. Then you add in 2009, when President Obama signed the big federal stimulus bill, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, there were $12 billion, the single largest one-time increase in the history of special education. All school districts received money. Every year, school districts are graded on their performance on special education indicators. So things like the percentage of children who are graduating with diplomas, or how timely are districts meeting requirements for scheduling meetings and evaluating children. One of these indicators is the amount of time children spend in general education, least restrictive environment. The problem is that every year, the U.S. Department of Ed only monitors some of those indicators. And the year that that money was released to Michigan, the U.S. Department of Ed was not monitoring least restrictive environment. So the Michigan Department of Ed sent out a memo to every school district, I have a copy, that they were removing this indicator so that districts could maximize the opportunities embedded in the American Recovery Reinvestment Act funds. What that meant was that school districts could reduce their local special education budgets by 50% of the federal increase and shift that money to their general fund. Mm. And while not all districts did that in Michigan, a large number did. So in reality, there are districts in 2013 without sequestration that have less money in special education than they had in 2008.
Because of that monkeying around.
Because of the monkeying around with the money. It was an incredibly, frankly, disingenuous move on the state of Michigan. And most states used that money appropriately. They used it to build up their services. They used it for computers and assistive technology and teacher development. And that was what it was intended to do, because the performance of children with disabilities is not good in this state or in this country. The outcomes for children with disabilities are very, very poor.
What are schools and districts doing to come up with strategies to work around the sequester cuts that have come in now since the summer. Are there any strategies that are successfully working?
Well, only successful if you look at it from the bean counter side and you're looking at cuts. So if you're looking at some teachers lost their jobs, paraprofessionals, you know, aides in classrooms have been cut. The related service is so important for children, speech and language and occupational therapy and physical therapy and services for children who are visually and hearing impaired are being cut. And they were cut through the first round with the American Recovery Reinvestment Act. And now the sequestration has just made it so much more difficult. Not all districts, but a large number.
I'm speaking with Marcy Lipset, who's co-chair of the Michigan Alliance for Special Education, as we look at what the sequester cuts have meant for special education programs. What would you say to those who will say, look, the effects of the sequester are being felt everywhere? We've spoken on this program with Head Start administrators who are just anguished, as our parents, at the forced reduction in Head Start services for preschoolers. And there are those who would say, well, why should special education be exempt from having to bear the effects of the cuts? And your response would be?
Well, my response would be, I think public education should be exempt because I believe children are always our future. And I believe every child in America and in Michigan deserves what I call a globally enviable public education. That is not happening in Michigan. Frankly, it's not happening anywhere in the country. So do I think that special education should be exempt? I think that special education has always been underfunded. Congress originally promised that they would cover 40% of the excess costs of special education. They have never come close. They cover about 17%. I think it might be 17.5% in Michigan. So with sequestration, cutting 5%, you are already cutting from a number that is not beginning to service the children or the school districts.
Marcy, do you see any way out or any solution, any way to recover the ground that's been lost?
I do. I really believe we are the solution, that people need to use their voices. What I hear from legislators at the federal level when I'm in Washington is that sequestration is here because there's no outrage. The only outrage to date has been over the airports and the lines in the airports. Mm-hmm. There has been no public outrage over the cuts to public education and special education and Head Start and Meals on Wheels, programs that children and adults depend upon for quality of life and for their future productivity.
Marcy Lipset, who's co-chair of the Michigan Alliance for Special Education. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.